What's going to be Ezohi Shigigashua's Bitoi Lishova? Whereas, where is there a case now, the question we asked before, where is there a case, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yechayim of a Korban on a Shigigash Bitoi Lishova? A case that you said yesterday I ate. And Rashi, the question was this. Idiyada, you swear right now that yesterday you ate. Now, if you know really you did not eat yesterday, Mezidu. You were Mezidu, you're not Chayim of a Korban, you're Chayim of Malkus, that's all. Right, so the crux is the Nelam. You have to forget. If the person does not know right now, he really thinks that yesterday he did not eat. He's swearing yesterday I did not eat, and he really thinks that way. If so, honest, so, like the Gemara before, he's an honest. That's not called Adin B'Shvua. At the time when you're making your Shvua, you think 100% is true, so there's no Sheker here. So it's called an honest, you should be proper. Or Malay, the answer is like this. The aim of the person says, Yodeyani Sheshvua Zu Asura. Like he knows really yesterday he did eat. And he's swearing now that I did not eat yesterday. So he knows the fact that he's saying in Issa right now, this much he knows. So you're not cold and honest. So the question is though, you're amazed then. If you know clearly that yesterday you did eat, how can you swear you did not eat? That's what he forgot. He thought there's only a lav involved. So what? I said a shvua shekem. He does not know though that you chayav a korban. And that's called a shegig. And therefore you chayav a korban. Come on, who does this go like then? Kum munva, that's munva svara, that he says in the Sefer Shabbos. The yama, shigagas, korban, shemesh kodom. The person knows that by doing a malach on Shabbos, yichayiv, he thinks you're only chayiv a malchus, or else a korban, or else chorus. So he does not know that yichayiv a korban. In such case, munva says, that's called the shegig. So therefore, yichayiv, that's the case, yichayiv a korban over here, lishavar. If you swear that yesterday I ate, and really you know you did not eat, but you did not know you're chayav a korban. So that's called a shkog, and therefore you are chayav a korban. Our first Mishnah only goes according to Munvaz. Other Gemara says no. Fidel Tainer Rabban, it could be even according to the Rabban that argued here on Shabbos. And they said by Shabbos, that's not called a shogeg. Since you know this is a malacha, you know you're chayav, just you did not know there's a korban, you're part of a korban. But maybe, kind of like Ligi Rabban and the Munvaz. When the Rabban argued on Munvaz, ever the part of Akula, like by Shabbos, other places. The Lav Chidishun. Here there's no Chiddush that Yechayiv a Korban. Other places that the main said Yechayiv Korus, learn off and avoid Zoro, that Yechayiv a Korban. Avul Hoch, over here by Shvua, there's a tremendous Chiddush. The Chiddushu, to the Chol, Atar, Rekulu, the Ashkechon, Lav, the Maisi Korban. All over, just a regular Lav, is not Mechayiv you, Beshegos, and Korban. The Afim, and the Avoid Zoro, it has to be Yechayiv Misa, at least a Korus, that has to be involved. For Hoch, over here by Shvua's Bitu, there's no Korus, there's no Misa involved. If you do it, then maybe it's just a lot, you get malchus. And still here, the Torah says in Elam, Yechayiv a korban el b'yerid. Rochim ma'isi. So since there's a chiddush here in this chiyuv of a korban shvua, afilu rabbanan noida. Could even the rabbanan agree, like we had a ribu before, according to the Kiva, Yechayiv a korban even l'shavah. So where is the case in l'shavah, Yechayiv a korban? Either Pasuk also says, Odin l'shvua, you have to know what you're doing. So it must be that a shogeg, you forgot that there's a korban that's also called a shogeg. You know you're swearing false, but you do not realize that Yechayiv a korban, that's also called a shogeg. That's part of this chiddush, a shvuah's bito that Yechayiv with a shigagas korban. Boy minei ravina merova. Nishpa al kikar, somebody swore that he will not eat his bread. Umistakin alei. And later becomes a mokum sakona, like his mom is starving away, the doctor says.
All right, we'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop here.
Now, what's the loch? Is he chayav?
Yeah, we're holding daf chov vov from the base, and five lines down. That boy minei ravina merova nishpal kika. Someone made a shvua not to eat his bread. Umistakin alehu, and now it became a mokum misakona if he does not eat his bread.
And later becomes a mokum sakona, like his mom is starving away. The doctor said, "You do not eat his bread, you'll die." And then he eats it. Now, what's the loch? Is he chayav a korban or not? The Gemara says, Mistaken, literally, now, what's your question altogether? He's mutter, he's allowed to. Now that he's a mistaken, he's a sakonam, it's mutter. Rashi says, V'chivin diyotla kamon, shorinilei, the kachiluv, he would ask us, listen, I'm going to die now if I do not eat this bread. And I made a shvua, can I eat it? We're going to tell him yes. He's now kiyotla, belim shvua. Now that he ate it and he forgot about the shvua, but here the case was, the person forgot that he swore and he ate the bread. So normally, he's chayav a korban. But here the case is he became a sakana. If he did not eat it, he would die. And that's why he ate it. Even though he forgot the shvua. He says, treat in such a case, you'll be potter from a korban. Since if you would ask us right now, we would tell him, very good, go and eat it. He can't be chayav a korban. Ella, my question is like this. Mitztayi the ochla. There's a person in the morning made his shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. Throughout the day, he became very mitztayi, very hungry. And he has a big desire to eat it. He will not die if he does not eat it, just he's very hungry. And the person forgot the shvua, and he ate it. But this is this, so what's the question? That here, even if he would have remembered the shvua, still he would have eaten the bread. Because he's a mitztayer, he knows himself, no matter what, I'm hungry now, I want to eat it, I'm going to eat it. But he ate it, and he forgot the shvua. Says, he chayav a korban or not? And the mitztayer is the yochla, but shvua got shvua mine. He forgot about the shvua, what's the halacha? Or Malay, he said, in such a case, he's potter from the korban. To me, we learn. Shev miyidosoi, miyidiyosoi, maybe korban. Ashid gosoi. If when you did the chet, you were shaygi. Meaning, if he would have told you at that time, it's a chet, you would have stopped. That's called shev miyidosoi. As soon as you know, or if you would have known it's an avero, you wouldn't have done it. You only did it because you forgot. Then you chay the korban. But loy shev miyidosoi, if we would have told you, you're not allowed to eat this bread. Still, because of your tsar, your pain, you're hungry, you know, you still would have eaten it. Ain't it made a korban Hashem Gosvei? In such a case, even though you were shaygei, still you'd be part of the korban. Omar Shmuel says, Goma beliboi tsarach sheyotzi b'shvua. Even though a person makes up in his mind, he thinks very strong, I'm going to make a shvua that today I'm not allowed to eat. But as long as he did not speak it out from his mouth, there's no shvua. Remember, the pasuk says, Levate b'shvusayim. You have to speak it out from your lips. He has to hear it. If you do not speak it out, the Levi says no shvua. The rest of him will hate the shvua, then the shvua. Next, I have a question. It says, this was saying true, v'lay, v'lay. That's what I understand. But now, Goma believes in that. How do I know even if you just think in your heart to make the shvua is chal, talmulem, the post says, l'chol ashe yivata de mishvua. Any type of a shvua you make your chayiv on, even v'lay. So there's two questions here. First of all, hagufa kasha, it's a fear in the price itself. Or master, first you start off saying, this was sign the label. Master, in your heart, there's no such shruam. Vodamata, then you tell me no. Gama blida minayin, you have a pasuk. So it's a fear in the price itself. Not only it's a fear to the drasha before, but it's a fear in the price itself. I'm a roshesha for holakash, this wouldn't bother me. Oh, because this is the price I'm going to say. This was sign the loisha gama blida, loisha, this was sub lohansi. The person thinks in his heart that I'm going to speak out the shvua. Not that, and he didn't speak it out then for sure it's no good. But what's going to be Goma Bliba Sam? He thinks in his mind right now, that's it. In my mind I'm thinking that I'm swearing that today I can't eat. He does not think that he's going to speak it out. He stops right there. He thinks in his mind right now, today I want to have this shvua not eat. I mean, how do I know that is chal? The book says, V'chol Hashem Yivata Hodam. So Mashmi could make a shvua Bliba. So what's the kasha and Shmuel? The Shmuel says, Goma Bliba Sarach Yot Mitzvotah. Hill with Shmuel Kasha, but the Sirah Shmuel. Omar Rav Sheshe, Tris Vem, it's like this. Hoki, this for Sayim Shmuel meant to say, for Loisha Goma, Belibo, Lohitzi, Paschitim, Lohitzi, Paschitim. Not in the case we wanted to speak out Paschitim, and it slipped, and he said Paschitim. That's not called a good Shvua. For Loisha Goma, Belibo, because he thought to say one thing, and he spoke out something else, that's no good. But what's going to be Goma, Belibo, Lohitzi, Paschitim? He saw in his mind, he wants to ask the Paschitim. Voitzi Pastam, Minan, the Shvua is Chal, Tam Leim, Lechol HaShay Yivat Odom. Any type of a Shvua you make, it's okay. So go with the Stam, Kedei Shvua, the Gma Libre Minayim. So what's the answer now? The Shvua, I'm going to say this with him, and do what the Bryce needs to say. This, in both cases, you speak it out. Just the question is, what do you think in your mind? If you think in your mind to say Chitim, and by mistake you speak out Pasarim, there it's not Chal. But if you think in your mind you want only ask the Paschitim, and now you say Pastam, there it's Chal, it's not the opposite of what you said. But you have to speak it out. Without speaking out, nothing is Chal. Meisvei, I have a short question to Shmuel. It says, Meisvei Svosecha Tishma of Yosisom, Ein Liyele Shreitzi Bitzvosom. There's only you spoke it out, Rashi says, Gabi Noidea Lahovi Korban Siv, is by bringing a Korban. So only if you speak out, you mechayev yourself a Korban. Goma b'libo minayin, just in your mind you think to bring a korban. Talmud Lehman, the pasuk says, kol nediv leiv. Even with a leiv, you could think to bring a korban. So you see, with leiv, you can make a nedir to bring a korban. Mirza true, Shani often is still called the Divlay. The next apostle here. For the Marvin, even when they learn off myth all over every nether, every shrua, you can make believe. No, Mishum, the every truma of the Kodeshim. There's also a Kiddush by truma, you could be master truma believe. So it says it twice in the Torah, and the Klal is, Shnei Ksum and Boin Tiechod. The Chosh says, Boin Tiechod, I'm a Lamdin. We cannot learn that from over here.
Smore is, that's very good. Honey, Chalaman, the Yomain, Malamdin, go to Shvili, Kielin out. Elaman, the Yomain, Malamdin, Mike Lemem, what could you say? So Rasul says, have you Chulim the Kodeshim? Over here, I tell you, these two cases are Kodeshim. The case of Truma, in the case of regular Korban, that's Kodeshim. So by Kodeshim, we said the Chiddush believe you could make a net there. But Chulin, over here, our case of regular Shruas Chulin, the Chulim the Kodeshim, like Amrina, we cannot learn out Chulin from Kodeshim. Therefore, we cannot learn out from these two cases. Therefore, by us, by Shua, the Klal of the Chol HaShe Yivat Odom, you have to speak it out. A Shua is only Chal B'Peh and not B'Leif.